Hey, what's going on, my friends? It is Contemplation with Christoph, number 46, and I'm super excited that you're here with me once again. It's Tuesday. It's the best day of the week, but not because it's Tuesday, not because it's going up. It's just because it's another beautiful day to be alive. You can find this episode and all other episodes on christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year, and I am one day behind on being one week ahead. Last week, I read two books, Failed State by Andrew Cousins and The Art of War by Sun Tzu. This week, I'm reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad is literally one of the best books I've ever read. I wish I read it in high school. I wish I read it in college. I wish I read it once a year for my entire life, and I intend to continue to do that because I know it will benefit me that much. It is so good. All the rumors are true. I highly suggest getting it. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 89 with my good friend Travis Rock. Travis Rock was in the Navy as SWCC, and he now got out. He's doing two things. He's a real estate agent, and he also has Immortal Fitness Apparel. What's cool about Travis's story is that he started these things while he was in the Navy, and we talked about him actually failing his real estate test the first time because he didn't learn the way the test was given initially, and he figured out how he learns better. He did that, and he did these things while he was still in the Navy. And then when he got out of the Navy, he had these things set up, and then he's doing great in them now. So he shared a lot of vulnerabilities, a lot of lessons learned, and I highly suggest you check that episode out. And today, I'm going to speak with you about how making inspired mistakes moves us forward. So let's get into it. All right, how making inspired mistakes moves us forward. I found today's inspiration for this contemplation from Mr. Vincent van Gogh. After reading some from Van Gogh today, I was inspired to share some of his writing. It's based off of failures, which is highly discussed, obviously, in the self-improvement environment. And in this realm of self-improvement and bettering ourselves, failures are talked about all the time. But I'm huge on taking some from the left and some from the right. And today, I'm telling you that we learn from both our failures and our successes. They each teach us a different story, but if we choose not to learn from either of them, we will not continue to grow. The champion ceases to be champion when they choose not to learn from their successes. Often the person who fails continues to fail if they choose not to learn from their failures. So no matter if we succeed or fail in something, we got to study that move. I talk all the time about the importance of education when it comes to bettering ourselves. This is learning about something that we haven't yet done, maybe, in many cases. However, we need to remember that part of education is studying the past, our past, just as we study in school. It's funny, we're all taught history growing up, but how many times do nations repeat these failures over and over and over again throughout histories? Humans tend to forget very, very quickly. An example of learning from both my successes and failures comes right through this very podcast. Like, if you go back to the first episode, the first couple episodes, try not to laugh and cringe. It was tough, but I was trying so, so hard. I had never talked like that before, never interviewed people, never been interviewed, never had a lick of journalistic training. But what I did do was the painful thing. I listened and I watched myself day in and day out, month after month. And I still do it to this very day. Every single episode, I listen multiple times. I hear myself. I learn from both the good and the bad interviews what to continue to do and what not to do anymore. You may say, wow, how are you going to call some of your interviews bad? I'm probably overcritical of myself, and I think I do a lot better and a lot worse on some interviews, and I'm doing my best to be the best possible interviewer and host I possibly can be. So take what you're doing and think about both your successes and your failures and analyze them just as, say, a sports professional would analyze their plays or other teams' plays for that matter. Don't be afraid to critique yourself for both the wins and the losses. It's the only way we grow. If we can't be completely honest and truthful with ourselves on what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong, then I truly believe that we are never going to grow to our full potential. I'm not talking about bashing yourself or talking negatively about yourself or having somebody see your work and give you their opinions and just bash it. I'm talking about giving yourself constructive feedback, giving constructive feedback to other people, and being okay with getting constructive feedback from other people. I was reading a bit on getpocket.com, which are stories to fuel your mind. Amanda Palmer on there was talking to the author of this article about the harrowing experience of watching her best friend die and reflected, quote, "Everyone in this room is going to be gone pretty quickly, and we will have either made something or not made something. The artists that inspire me are the ones that I look at and go, oh my God, you didn't have to go there. It wouldn't have been safer not to, but for whatever reason you did. And every time death appears, I'm reminded that it's stupid to be safe. Usually, whatever that is, wherever you don't want to go, whatever that risk is, wherever the unsafe place is, that really is the gift that you have to give." End quote. So many times the unsafe place in this contemplation, specifically we're talking about analyzing yourself, it does not feel comfortable whatsoever to analyze yourself and say, oh, I could have done that better. Or especially when somebody else looks at your stuff and says, have you considered looking at it from this point of view or trying this? And I've been very open to that. And even though people say it so nicely, it still is like, oh, does that mean I'm, you know, whatever. You just think probably the worst thoughts automatically. I think it's natural, at least unfortunately, that's what I do. So I want to go on and also share some of Vincent van Gogh. I told you that I was inspired by it for this episode. And in Ever Yours, The Essential Letters by Van Gogh, in a particularly impassioned letter he had to Theo from October 7th, 1884, he writes, quote, "If one wants to be active, one mustn't be afraid to do something wrong sometimes, not afraid to lapse into some mistakes, to be good. Many people think that they'll achieve it by doing no harm, and that's a lie. That leads to stagnation, to mediocrity. Just slap something on it when you see a blank canvas staring right at you with a sort of imbecility. You don't know how paralyzing it is, that stare from a blank canvas that says to the painter, you can't do anything. The canvas has an idiotic stare and mesmerizes some painters so that they turn into idiots themselves. Many painters are afraid of the blank canvas, but the blank canvas is afraid of the truly passionate painter who dares and who has once broken the spell of you can't. Life itself, likewise, always turns towards one an infinitely meaningless, discouraging, disparaging blank side on which there is nothing any more than on a blank canvas. But however meaningless and vain, however dead life appears, the man of faith, of energy, of warmth, and who knows something, doesn't let himself be fobbed off like that. He steps in and does something and hangs on to that. And in short, breaks, violates. So let's get a recap. Make the effort to study both your successes and failures. Don't be afraid to do something wrong, but also don't be afraid to improve on. Keep on doing what you're doing right. The champion doesn't stay champion by staying in one place. In the words of Van Gogh, don't be paralyzed by the blank canvas. In my own words, this blank canvas is your life, and you have the freedom to create the life you want. So go out there and create it. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Know that I say these for me, not for you. I'm learning as I do these, and I need to remind myself that to not be paralyzed by the blank canvas that is my life, and that I need to not be afraid of going out there and reviewing my failures, reviewing my successes. And it can be tough, but we got to do what's tough if we want to grow. If we subscribe to a growth mindset, it's not going to be easy. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes and all major podcast app and ChristophLewis.com. Instagram at ChristophLewis. And you can rate on iTunes 5 stars if you enjoy these episodes. Thank you so much for listening. But please don't only listen. Go out there and apply this today. Do something. Think about something that you're working on. Analyze your successes. Analyze your failures. Make 2 columns. One with successes. One with failures. And under each column, write 3 things. What's been successful? What have you been failing at? Go in there and see how you can make them better. What can you take away from your failures? What can you take away from your successes? Go out there, and it's not going to be easy. Be honest with yourself, because you can listen to all the best advice, all the best podcasts, all of the books we talk about, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean anything. So go out there and paint the blank canvas that is your life and have the best day ever.